This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, since it's World Health Day, we are talking about sick leave.
Right. And the question is, have you taken a non-COVID-19 related sick day in the past year? Why or why not? Twitter, Instagram, BFM Radio. On Twitter, neck to neck. No felt fine at 34.2%. No work from home at 34.2%. So you were quietly sick at home. And yes at 28.2%. And others at 3.4%.
Over on Instagram, we have 59% who say no and 41% who say yes. Shall we read some messages on Twitter?
So here we've got from Zakwan, said to finish my annual leave, which can't be transferred to this year. Okay.
That's not really sick leave.
Yeah. Right. Okay. AA says, got sick a weekend. On Monday, body decided to be okay.
Oh, dear.
In excitement of coming back to work. That's my full name. I had anxiety attack the first day we were asked to return to office. 100%. The thought of facing people with power over me in a toxic workplace triggered me. Took 2 days MC to sort myself out. Emergency meeting with psychiatrist and counselor. Pulled myself together by Wednesday.
Wow.
So it's mental.
Yeah.
You're not well mentally.
Also, that's my full name. You make it sound so simple, to just pull yourself together that quickly in like a couple of days. Yeah. We have
a comment here from WhatsApp 7231. Says I took MC because of a dislocated shoulder. Okay. But I think fake MC is not much of an issue. The private sector is more in the government organization. I'm aware of that. Okay.
Okay. Well, you still have roughly about 23 minutes to participate in our poll or send us your messages. Have you taken a sick day in the past year? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Now, in news that absolutely no one wants to hear, borders are being reopened to allow for interstate travel could cause the fourth wave of the pandemic here in Malaysia.
Right.
That's what we understand.
Yes. So epidemiologist Dr. Malina Osman, Associate Professor at University Putra Malaysia, said this was based on the number of cases recorded and infectivity rates that had spiked up to 1.01 from 0.8 recently. She said Ramadan, Hari Raya, Aidil Fitri, exodus would likely trigger a fourth wave of the pandemic in the country. According to her, the government should defer lifting interstate travel restrictions until 50% of the 9.4 million population at risk groups in phase who are vaccinated and our active cases are manageable. I'm with you. If they're still at 4 or 5 digits, this would be a gamble. It could cripple our health services, which are still coping with effects and exhaustion from addressing the third wave. Dr. Malina also added a number of critically ill patients, especially those in ventilators, has been on the rise over the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, so for some context on that, right, on Monday, our health minister, Dato' Sri Adam Baba, said that of the 1,100 plus intensive care unit beds that we have in 63 hospitals in Malaysia, 540 beds were occupied by those with severe symptoms. So that's like half, right? Similarly, he also voiced concern that the infectivity rate would rise to 1.2.
So interstate travel isn't the only problem, though. Dr. Malina says the emergence of education workplace clusters were dangerous signs. There are 41 COVID-19 clusters from schools and universities since January, with 2,268 cases to date, infectivity rates showed that the SOPs had not been adhered to over the past 2 weeks. The period also overlapped with the school holidays, so there was a lot of public movement, social gatherings through inter-district travel, weddings and shopping excursions. So yes, MCO 2.0 did cause a decrease up to mid-March, but unfortunately that trend might be changing.
Yeah, so just to recap, and in case anyone forgot, the third wave began in September last year, with cases peaking to 5,000 in late January before dropping to its lowest number of daily cases, which was I think somewhere towards the end of March with like 940 cases.
Then there's also the issue of the South African variant of the virus. So far, there have been 9 cases detected in Malaysia, and this variant could also cause the fourth wave if we let down our guard.
Yeah, so this might sound very doom and gloom, but I think it's important to know the dangers of taking things too easy. We might not be as bad as other countries in the region, but we are walking on a razor's edge. All it takes is a few mistakes mistakes in letting our guard down and our cases could spike again.
Right. However, a Malaysian Public Health Physician Association President, Dr. Zainal Arifin Omar, was more optimistic, saying that there was no data from the Health Ministry to suggest a significant presence of mutant or new variants of COVID-19. He said interstate travel could be allowed provided there was strict adherence to SOP. He also said it was difficult to tell whether Malaysia was on the cusp of a fourth wave due to the erratic nature of the cases reported.
Yeah.
I am of the opinion that please, no interstate travel. Let's just, until, like what she said, you know, 50% of them have been vaccinated, because if you go back, it is, you know, it's usually to see the elderly, right? And you don't know, you know, how you could affect them, right? I know you may be okay, but you could affect other people. And when there is this thing going around interstate, right? If you can control state by state, there's still control within the state, and you still can monitor things.
Yeah.
And you can get help from, you know, doctors from other state to come and help you if you can manage it that way. So by doing this, you're just letting it loose. And we're not, what, 1% that's been vaccinated? Not even, I don't know. You know, like we're so far behind at this point, right? Just hold on to, you know, traveling within.
And it's not really a big ask if you think about it. We're not asking for 50% of the, at least Dr. Malina is not asking for 50% of the population,
right.
But only those in phase two in the at-risk groups, right? That is, I think we're supposed to start April 15th or April 19th or something like that. At least half of them.
Right. Now, I'm saying at least for me, like to feel safe would be 30% of the population. Of the population, right? You know, so at the very least.
Yeah. Mm. So on the show today, we are talking about taking sick leave. Have you taken a non-COVID-19 MC in the past year? Why or why not? You have about 19 minutes to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we're going to be talking about our empty malls. All that and more coming up after David Bowie with Gene Genie. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.